Here we go. Sorry about that. For all the people that really like to have the music there, I apologize. I am getting more organized. Honest, I am.
John, do you know the name of that last polka?
I do not.
I'm in love with it.
I know Lunasa recorded it, so somebody, I'm sure somebody here knows the name of it. But if you look at Look, of course, Lunas has recorded a lot of stuff. We could do Tune Pal. I have it written down somewhere, but I just didn't want to take up time looking for it.
It's Tripping to the Well.
Is that the last one, the G one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Tripping to the Well. There you go.
Tea.
We're going to have some tea. All right. So, getting ready for another haircut, I think, folks. What do you think? Getting a little too much. Just call me Spike Jones.
You look alarmed.
I'm always alarmed.
I like it like that.
You like it like that?
You look like Guy Fieri.
John, I like it like that too.
You do?
Yeah, I was going to make that same observation about Guy Fieri. It's very, very close.
I was thinking the same thing.
You look good.
I can't think of the name.
Looks good.
Yeah.
All right.
I can think of the name.
Well, you know, it just stands up on its own. I don't do anything with it, you know? Another half inch is probably still falling down, but.
John, you're opening yourself up to 77 opinions.
Yeah.
John, it looks like that really cool hair that everybody just kind of wants to go like this to. Woo! Feel the top.
Actually, that happened to me a lot when I was younger. Not so much now, I'm older, but when I was younger, that happened a lot. Girls just come over and do this. I got a little nervous when guys started coming over and doing this. I think I grew my hair a little longer then. All right. So let's do the barn dances. Lucy Farr's, and I call the one Vincent Broderick's, but it's actually not the name of it. But it's... But it is a Vincent Broderick tune, apparently. So, and Lucy Farr. Okay, we'll do Lucy Farr's first into what I call a Vincent Broderick's. And for those of you who don't know, I mention this every time I play this tune, but I knew Lucy Farr pretty well growing up in England, and she was a very dear friend of mine. In fact, I used to call her my second mother, and so we used to have a lot of fun together. I played with her, I wouldn't say every week in London, but probably at least a couple of times a month I got to play with Lucy Farr. It was, what a joy and a pleasure it was for me as a young boy to be able to do that. But she was, if you see her photo, she was everything her photo portrays, the sweetest lady that you could ever meet. So